Hello. Today is September 16th, and here are cards for September 16th and 17th. And a horse that's very noisy. And they are the Six of Swords again, the King of Cups, and the Page of Wands, putting the past behind us. I'm glad the Six of Swords is back. I had a few afterthoughts about the last picture. The cards cover everything, which is what I find fascinating. These little actors and actresses have incredible range and are capable of telling any story that there is to be told. Nothing life-changing or earth-shaking yet? The Six of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, is here again in the past for the second time in days. A travel card, but a mental suit. The Six of Swords is also called the suit of science. And there is a science called location astrology, also known as astrocartography, which calculates where on the planet you should be at your best or happiest, or even fulfill your personal destiny, which would be nice to figure out in one lifetime. At the very least, it would be an interesting way to plan a getaway. What we're getting away from is anxiety, stress, and unrest in general. The astro map I checked out, link below, also highlights where on the planet the energy may be negative or detrimental to your personal astrological DNA. To call this science fascinating would be an understatement, and from what I know and where I've traveled, remarkably accurate. The refugees on the Six of Swords are being assisted in their escape from troubled waters by a helpful and compassionate gondolier or oarsman who stands at the back of the boat steering her out of restless, unstable waters to calmer seas beyond. On the after tarot, we see our humble, bundled-up passengers appearing to be a mother and child, having reached dry land and greener grass beyond. Gentle hills dotted with leafy trees. The rough waters slap up against the right side of the beached boat, or the right brain, the intuitive creative side, of the Six Swords, or, as they are sometimes referred to, mental baggage they brought with them. The gondolier is assisting to unload four of the six, the Four of Swords being a card of rest. The kind King of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, is a loving father or husband, but on the job, he or she can be a compassionate doctor of some kind. As the last spread could have also been suggesting, this may mean having to travel out of state to see him or her. The King of Cups is emotionally stable as a rock. He or she feels deeply but is well in control of his or her emotions. No oversharing here. One's deepest secrets are safe with this intuitive king. If this is you as a parent, you may be watching your own Page of Wands, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius, growing into herself or himself or who or whatever self, and not needing your assistance so much. But they will. The after tarot shows the King of Water, as usual, on a throne, literally floating on a slab of gray stone in the same rough waters, and as usual, holding a gold scepter with his left hand and the familiar gold cup in his right, which is spilling its overflowing cup contents into the sea. This king also has loving feelings. He or she is the very king of love, but his or her expression remains calm, the words tender, the voice soothing. The cup is never allowed to overflow. There is distance suggested. Someone may even be emotionally distant. The Page of Wands is a messenger, but not yet in control of their delivery. This could be a message or news in an email, including an apology, proposal, or invitation of some kind. Possibly even to speak in public or speak to young people who are eager and passionate. I've been very excited myself at the initiative and creativity these kids are capable of, and pretty excited to be alive. This can be needing to get away to process sad news or a loss, or the anniversary of a loss. I know of more than one friend doing exactly that, and one who does an extraordinary job with her own son creating new adventures and thereby piling up the new memories against the old ones. So the intuitive page may be bringing us a message from someone who has sailed the rough seas of life and are now at peace, as the number six in the past position would suggest. We're all assisted when we cross the great water, a phrase I remember, but I had to look up. And at one time, I had 12 translations of the I Ching, Book of Changes. I need another one. Where do my books go? Hexagram number 5, perseverance brings good fortune. It furthers one to cross the great water. See what they did there? I didn't express it nearly as simply or eloquently. How very page of wands of me. Here's the link for entertainment purposes only to astro.com, which has a section of charts and all kinds of groovy information. And you will find it very entertaining, I'm sure.